Welcome to We Are Pious, the podcast where faith meets formation and our Thunderbolt community speaks from the heart. I'm Jeremy Eckler, Chief Administrative Officer of Pius X High School in Lincoln, Nebraska. And on each episode, we'll sit down with the people who make this place more than a school. They make it a faith-filled family. From educators and coaches to students, alumni, and leaders, we're exploring how Catholic education at Pius transforms lives, builds characters, and shapes our future. Whether you're a parent, parishioner, or a proud graduate, you're invited into the conversation. And today's episode is an exciting one for Thunderbolt Nation. We're welcoming a new leader into our Pius family, someone who will shape not just the volleyball program, but young women formed in confidence, character, teamwork, and faith. Our guest today is Coach Abby Fox, recently named the new head volleyball coach at Pius X High School. She brings a passion for the game, a heart for student-athletes, and a deep commitment to the Catholic mission that defines our school. Welcome, and thanks for doing this.
Yes, thanks for having me.
This will be a great conversation. Really, welcome home, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's familiar and unfamiliar in the same.
That's right, yeah. So let's start there. Let's start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about your family and your background, and maybe some of your Pius ties.
Absolutely. So I am from Lincoln, born and raised. Grew up in the St. Peter's Parish, and then came here to Pius and was here, graduated in 2012, went on to UNL, and now professionally I work at Huddle. But a little bit on my background, I come from a big family, big Catholic family. Yeah. So I come from a big family that has sports really deeply rooted into it. My dad was one of six boys. All of them went through Pius. A lot of times we get asked, which Bert do you belong to? But true. So sports has always been deep rooted in our family, but kind of decided to go my own path and pick volleyball, which we were a basketball family.
That's
which
right.
was kind of interesting back in the day. So Pius, growing up in Pius, volleyball was, I mean, when you were sixth grade, seventh grade, you looked at these athletes and they just looked like they were a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. And they really were. So it was a lot of fun. But really came into Pius excited about not only just the, you know, continuing my Catholic education, but starting into the actually being part of the volleyball program.
Yeah.
And so now I'm back, and that's fun to be a part of.
Yeah.
And I know my experience, and I'm excited to share that.
Yeah. So I was blessed to teach with your grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Sally. So you talked about, you know, the six boys, but the matriarch,
oh,
Sally.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Legend.
How can you not mention Sally Burt?
Yeah. She is an incredible teacher, incredible woman. She influenced so many of us. And then I've gotten to know some of the boys, right? I've gotten to know Steve, your dad, right?
Yep.
And John. I worked with John at Madonna Ability Alliance. And then Mark was the year younger than me. And I always tell people he was probably the best athlete I've ever seen.
He
got hurt.
Yeah, his knees. Yep.
Really bad knee injury, but he was one of the best athletes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So,
well, now his kids might surpass that. So
he's
got seven kids.
He's got some volleyball
athletic
players coming up, I know, too.
Yeah. Dancers, football players, a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
So
when did, so sports runs through the family. You've got all these Pius ties. When did volleyball become kind of your thing, though, not just as a game, but something meaningful to forming you?
Yeah. I mean, we tried out for every sport as a kid. I did swimming, softball, did soccer, wasn't great at soccer, basketball. But volleyball really was something that very little people in my family had experience of. Actually, just one older cousin of mine. I was the second girl cousin out of like the 30 of us. And so it kind of was something that was just ours. And I think that's why I loved it. There wasn't a lot of pressure in it when I was younger, but then I found a lot of joy in volleyball. And since then, you know, like going through high school, going through life with volleyball, I always wanted to do something with volleyball. I didn't really think my whole life would be shaped around it. I work with a volleyball software company right now. I coach volleyball. But it's always been a passion. I mean, I think it's always been there to be my me time, to be my, you know, outlet, and to be my safe haven as well.
Yeah. And the game's one thing, but then the people within the game who influenced you.
Yeah.
Who are some mentors, role models, some people that you look back on and you say, this person really shaped my life and shaped me as a coach as well?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can't go without saying Jake Moore. You know, he is someone that absolutely has been my mentor in coaching, but also some big names like Christy Nelson Hitz, Mary Schroffer, Gina Chambers. These are my coaching mentors that have really helped me. Of course, my Uncle John, you know, he coached at Scott a long time ago. And so he has also been a coaching mentor to me. I pray to a good friend of mine who's recently passed, Paige Hubble, who was also a coach and played for Nebraska. And so they were long-time mentors of mine. I would say, you know, but also just a lot of good friends that are life mentors in general. I have my assistant coaches that really help with not only on-the-court things, but off-the-court mentality, you know, anything like that to help me.
Yeah, the commitment of your staff to working with you. I mean, you're bringing a lot of those coaches over, and we'll kind of get into some of those things too. But
absolutely.
That loyalty is really impressive, and you're taking over a program that has a very storied history, very few coaches. The level's always been incredibly high here. There's always been talent. There's always been a high standard. And now you come in here with some roots in the program. So let's talk a little bit about your philosophy and who you are as a leader. Mm-hmm. What would you describe, or how would you articulate your leadership style and philosophy, and in particular how that forms young women?
Yeah, I would say leadership style differs from my philosophy necessarily, but okay. My leadership style, definitely organized, definitely a good communicator, definitely, you know, wanting to make sure that everybody's held accountable. But it kind of dives in then to my coaching philosophy, where my philosophy is really disciplined and honest. You know, I think through being disciplined and being held accountable and being pushed to do things, you really can see what, you know, outcomes can come from it. If you're holding yourself back and you're not being disciplined, then you're not going to get the results you want. Mm-hmm. And so honesty kind of leads into that, and, you know, building this trust with athletes. That's something that I really want to be able to do. I want to have conversations with them, not only about their goals and what they want in their future, but also sometimes their shortcomings. And those are honest, tough conversations. But they're had through by trust. And if athletes can trust me, that I'm going to try to teach them in the best possible way I can, you know, then hopefully together we can find success.
Yeah, it was interesting during the process that got you here. One of the references, or one of the folks, when we called and asked about you and your history, they said, you know, Coach Fox will definitely hold up a mirror to each player. I mean, she'll make them be honest with themselves, because that's not a critique. It's like, how do we make you the best player possible? Yeah. The start is you've got to understand where you are right now and be honest about that. How do you use that to teach these young women skills and volleyball and success and standards, but then beyond that, like when they leave Pius to become,
I think the first thing that us coaches have to do is lead by example. So as you kind of say that, I mean, I hold mirrors up to athletes, but I am doing it to my coaches too. Mm. And so I have monthly meetings with my coaches on their team progress and what they're doing and, you know, how are they holding themselves? I think if us coaches can lead by example, the athletes will follow. But I also just think consistency is a huge thing. So athletes, you know, doing the small little, you know, movements that are going to help us on the big movements, doing the small things, getting the drills done that are going to help us on the big wins. But then off the court, doing those small things, you know, picking up the trash after we're done eating at a tournament, or, you know, making sure we've left the gym better than we arrived, and things like that. Those are going to be things that we're going to instill in these athletes. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. Mm-hmm. That was a Jake Moore saying. Yep. So I still live by that. And those little life lessons that they're going to see are sometimes they're going to be difficult, but they're going to make big impacts on who they are later down the road. I took that as an athlete to who I am now as well.
That's fantastic. And you hit on the staff too. We've touched that twice. So let's dig into that a little bit. You've got this core group, very loyal to you. You talked about holding up the mirror to them, holding them to high standards. They're drawn to that. They want to get better. They want to make you better. I'm sure you learn from them as well.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your staff as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to share our staff with the public soon. We have a couple of people that for sure are going to be with us. I'm not exactly sure on where they're going to be on teams yet. Mm-hmm. We're still figuring that out. But I do know our assistant varsity coach will be Kiki Martin. She was a 2010 grad here from Pius. But Kiki brings a level of just intensity to everything. That is awesome. She's a great defensive coach. She's a great, lifting coach, strength and conditioning, nutrition, mindset. She brings all these things to the table. She's going to be one that's going to push athletes and once again, you know, not sugarcoat anything, but then also be your biggest cheerleader when you succeed.
Yeah.
We also have a couple other coaches, Grace Abbott. Grace is a young coach. She was a freshman coach for me last year and was a great intro to any program. She connects with kids like none other. She truly, you know, cares about athletes. They trust her. But she's also one that's going to be, you know, tough on them sometimes. So I think all my coaches bring a little something special, and definitely something special when it comes to position training with volleyball. But in all, the biggest thing that everyone brings is they care for the program. They care for the athletes and what we're going to turn them into being.
Yeah, you've taught everything under everything you're saying. Sort of there's this underlying theme of constant conversation about how we can make you better. So when we talk about discipline, which to me, I've spent a lot of years coaching. Discipline to me was always doing the right thing in the right manner at the right time. You know, people take it as like it's a negative. It's like, no, this is just the expectation and accountability, ownership. When you think about those things, or when I think about those things, it reminds me that you've already started what you call like office hours, right? You've already started to talk to the players a little bit.
Yes. Yep. I'm trying to introduce myself to the players, get to know them off the court, because truly that's how I'm going to build a connection with these athletes. So hopefully we have quite a few athletes that join in on these office hours and take me up on the opportunity just to come sit down. A lot of times it's going to be, you know, small conversations, anything from how's your day going? How was the test you took today or anything like that. But then sometimes there's big conversations on, you know, what's your goal for next year? What do you want to do this summer to improve? And really kind of start talking and having that conversation with them.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the insights on the staff and the program, especially as your staff is still forming. Thank you for telling us what we do know. And I think we'll have great coaches on this. We do have great coaches. We'll attract even more. Let's talk a little bit about faith and your faith journey in the program. I mean, this is essential. Pius exists because we're here to restore all things in Christ. We're the only Catholic high school in town, a central Catholic high school, 18 supporting parishes. Kids come from all over the city to take part in this Thunderbolt community. Can you share a little bit about your own faith journey and how it shaped who you are? You talked about St. Peter's. You talked a little bit about Pius. But what's your faith journey been like?
Yeah, I think, I mean, as a lot of Catholic students, my faith was first something that started in as routine almost. You know, your mom wakes you up for Sunday Mass and sometimes you roll over and don't want to go. But there was a pivotal point kind of in my life. And I think it truly started around probably eighth grade, where that routine turned into a choice. And so I started to make the choice of, yes, I'm going to go to Mass, or yes, I'm going to pray to God, or, you know, do these things that would build my faith. And there's definitely been times in my life where it's hard and I've leaned on God, and sometimes I've questioned that. And I think, I mean, we've talked about, you know, I don't think questioning is denying anything. I think that as long as you're always still trying to find answers, that's okay. And so when I started, you know, having these hard times and leaning on God, there was a lot of times where I felt connected to my faith. But it really wasn't until, you know, college where I decided, you know, I don't want to just lean on God in the hard times. I want to thank God for the mundane, for the glory times, for the, you know, joyful times, and really see Him in all lights, not just, you know, hold Him when I need Him kind of type thing. And that's been something that really in my life has brought me closer, is to see Him in the little moments. And with my family now, we have two beautiful girls, and we're starting the process of going through a Catholic school, which is daunting and exciting all through the same. But I think it's just something that it's so joyful for me and my husband to be able to, you know, sit at Mass for as long as we can, as long as those girls will allow us screaming before we have to go to the quiet room. But, you know, just to enjoy the moments that we get to really thank God for what He's given us.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful, and I appreciate the vulnerability too, because one thing I hope our student athletes understand is that no one here expects that 100% of our kids are 100% in the faith at every moment. I mean, I think it was Newman who said, 1,000 questions does not mean a doubt. It's okay to question. It's okay. The faith is this bottomless well of richness that's always, we're always being asked to explore. And you're going to go through your life, and there's going to be hard times. You're going to ask, this doesn't make sense right now. What is going on? And there's going to be really great times where you think, oh, I've got this. I don't need God. I'll step away. But the journey is the thing.
Yeah.
And to have coaches who are honest about the ups and downs, but at the end of the day, that always came back to this anchor, to this thing.
Yeah, and that foundation. And I mean, we're all human. You know, we're going to go through the human path. And that's just something there. If you build the strong foundation, which I think, you know, St. Peter's Pius gave me and my family, you know, my family was a big part of that. Then now I have that to always go on and build from.
And such an advantage as well for coaches, I think, for everybody in the building, but for coaches to have all of the resources for the formation of their players and athletes and our students here, campus ministry, masses, retreats, adoration. And the ability to say in a tough matchup or a tough streak, maybe it's injuries, maybe it's just we just can't find our groove right now, or maybe it's just a tense moment, to always be able to lean back on something, a purpose that's greater than ourselves. I think that's a really important part of what you'll bring to the table too.
I think too, just the amount of resources that Pius has. I mean, you kind of mentioned it, but I remember as being an athlete, we had those. They weren't as much publicized, I would say, at the time. And now it seems like just even entering here, how many people have reached out and offered, if you'd love us to come chat with your athletes, or, you know, we would love your athletes to be a part of this. And that's something that I'm really excited to share with them.
Yeah, it's just, it's part and parcel. I mean, it's not sort of a compartment of the program. It should be embedded in everything we do.
Yeah.
It's just integrated, fully integrated into everything we do. Let's talk a little bit about your journey to Pius. We've heard about your background, the staff, your faith. Take us to the journey that led you to Pius, maybe kind of your coaching journey, and why did it feel like this is the right time to make this move?
Yeah, I think so. Coaching journey started, one, we we won state back in 2011, and 2 weeks later, my mom said, okay, it's time to get a job. So I started coaching. And so, yeah, I mean, I've coached for a long time, but as of recent, I was coaching high school at a different public school here in Lincoln. And I loved the program, loved the administration, but I was missing that part where I got to talk about faith and I got to talk about, you know, I want to pray for you for this and things like that. I think when, you know, Pius called and, you know, I had that question, and it was hard. It was a hard decision to make, but it was the one that also was better for my family. Mm-hmm. Coaching has always been, like I said, my outlet, and it's kind of my me time, and it makes me a better mom. But something that also really made me excited was that it's, you know, it's where I came from. I wanted to give back from where I came from, but it's also where my kids are going to go, you know, to school. So hopefully they'll one day want to play volleyball and be a part of a program like this. So to have that impact on that meant a lot to me. But I think too, just the wanting to come and do the program justice really was something that I really wanted to do.
Yeah. Let's talk about your vision, actually. You talked about doing it justice, and you dropped a line during the interview process that I jotted down immediately, which was something along the lines of to innovate on top of the foundation of excellence. So Pius has this history, this legacy, this tradition of excellence, but now I want to be an innovator on top of that. So not to depart from it, but to build upon it, right? Yeah. Can you unpack that and tell people what you meant there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, Pius was this kind of dynasty, and what the foundation that you used to be. And any alumni would sit there and be proud of where they came from. And it was led a lot by Jake Moore and what Jake Moore did with the program. So, yes, there's going to be little things that you're going to see that I grew up on that I'm going to instill here. But the world has modernized. The athlete has modernized. They are different than what we grew up in. So, really, I've also, day to day, year to year, need to also put a mirror in front of myself and say, am I doing the best for the athletes that we have now? And I've had to kind of change my philosophy. I've had to change a little bit of how I coach. And so really, each time, you know, we're building this new era, per se, we're wanting to, you know, instill the foundation, but do it in our own way. Do it in the modernized way that are going to help the athletes today.
That's excellent. So when we look at your vision, this is kind of a big question, but maybe we can unpack it. What is your vision for the players, the program itself, and then it's direction. I mean, what are your goals?
Yeah. I would say my year one goal is going to be build a culture, build a foundation back up.
Okay.
So, you know, instill this culture. Something that I think any alumni of any school, I want them to be proud of is when they left, maybe they didn't have instant success for their year, but 3 years later, those teams did. And that's because of the hard work they did in building that culture. That's always going to take us to year after year. But in the future, we're just going to continue to build on that. So we build that foundation. We push a little harder the next year. We change things that didn't work the next year. And so overall, my goal for the program is to, one, really come together as a family and say, this is our goal. This is what we strive for. And this is how we're going to do it. I want the girls feeling confident in the gym. I want the girls having fun. I want the girls to be pushed, you know, and to struggle sometimes, but then have that breakthrough moment because that's something that every athlete deserves to have. And celebrate that. But I think that really my goal for the program is just to allow athletes to come in and have pride of where they come from, what they're doing in the gym, and leave happy with their experience.
That's excellent. You also, during your interview, painted this picture of Pinnacle Bank Arena or, you know, Bob Devaney and playing in front of a huge, excited crowd. Yeah. And you painted this picture for us that was so inspiring. And of course, our players in our program, that's a place they've been before. But for you to say, you know, over the course of your career, you're going to put in the work to earn you that moment, you know, is just, that's just really inspiring as well. What can the players expect from you as a coach? But also, I want to turn to the other side too. What can our teachers and the community at large expect from the volleyball players you form? Like, what should their expectations be for when they say this is what a pious volleyball player is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think consistency. You kind of said doing the right things at the right time. Mm-hmm. You know, my thing is kind of doing the right things all the time. Doing the things when no one's watching and things like that. So consistency. But I also think, you know, I'm going to expect players to have a respectful attitude, to constantly, you know, show respect to no matter who we're playing on the opponent's side, giving the opponent our best game. So never undersizing someone, never rolling over and saying this person's going to beat us, giving our best game each time. I think that, you know, as a coach, my expectations for athletes always, you know, being disciplined and being honest about where they're at. The community wise, for me as a coach, they can expect consistency. They can expect being disciplined. They can expect that, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Mm-hmm. So sometimes those are tough conversations. Sometimes those are really exciting conversations that I get to have. Practices are planned to the time, so to the minute. So we're pretty organized over here. They're going to expect a lot of collaboration with athletes. That's one thing where I don't like to go into the gym and just kind of bark for 2 hours straight. I want to collaborate with athletes. We're going to have position training where it's going to be more one-on-one or, you know, two athletes, one coach time, and kind of really hone in skills. So skill work is what they're going to know us for too. Not just the ultimate athletes, but the ultimate skill.
Well, this is great. We're nearing our lightning round. Is there any last comments you want to make before we get to the lightning round?
I don't think so. Okay. I've enjoyed enjoy the time.
Good. Very good. Yeah. And thank you for sharing your story, your faith journey as well, about your family, your vision for Pious Volleyball. We're all very excited about what's ahead. And I'm so happy you're already in the building, talking to players and building those relationships because relationship before rule, like we really want them to know how much we care, right? So then we can get them to care about the shared mission we have as well. So we'll do lightning round next. So these are short, quick hitter questions, and we'll bust through these and people can learn a little bit more about you. So let's start with your favorite saint.
Awesome. So I am between two right now. Saint Monica, which is the patron saint of mothers. That's, you know, my number one job is being a mom and wife. And then as of recent, really, Saint Sebastian, patron saint of coaches and athletes. I think that really praying to them just kind of guides me throughout my life.
Yeah, Saint Monica is the mother of Augustine, who's one of my favorites. Okay. And she's known for her tenacity and praying for her son, not giving up on anybody.
Yep.
So that's a great, well, all the saints are great, obviously. All right, favorite Bible verse.
Awesome. I have Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
It's very good. It's on my bracelet right now, actually.
Oh.
And it is our good friend and pious graduate, Bud Seinhorst, is battling cancer. So shout out to Bud right now. And this is the Bible verse that's helped him get through treatments.
Love that.
And Bud loves sports. He is a volleyball ref.
Okay.
So we might see Bud.
Yeah, come out
and
to a game.
He coached me in baseball. There's no way. Sometimes this podcast just takes these interesting little trails. Bud, we love you, and we hope that you're reffing some pious games, though there may be a conflict of interest since we're sharing all of that.
We'll take him.
Yeah, he's awesome, Bud. Okay. Who or what are you praying for right now?
Yeah, right now I'm praying for my dear friend and a coach that's coming on board, Kiki Martins. They lost their beautiful little daughter, Naomi, and so praying for their family right now.
Yes, well, that gives us a chance to pray for her and the family as well. And whenever people listen to this and hear this question, hopefully they take a moment to pause and pray for Kiki and the family as well. All right, Coach, who is your hero or role model?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of heroes. You mentioned one, Sally Burt. But I think my daily hero is honestly my husband, Mike, and all the sacrifices he gives to me and our girls and allows me to coach. And, you know, you'll see him at games. We have two runners, so he'll be chasing them all around.
That's awesome. Very good. Next up is one little thing you'd like the Thunderbolt community to know about you.
Well, first, I just want to thank them for such a welcoming, greeting into Pius. Know about me, just that I care. The biggest thing is that I want people to know that I care about these athletes. But I also want to shout out that, season's going to be coming here faster than we know it. So we hope to see all the community at a game.
That's great. Awesome. And the last one is a prompt. The best part about being a Thunderbolt is?
Just the people. Yeah. The people are awesome. Being part of this family is something really special.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. Coach Fox, welcome. Welcome home. Welcome again to the Pius 10th family. We're excited at everything that's coming ahead. And thanks to all of you for joining us on We Are Pius. If you enjoyed today's conversation, share it with someone who loves Pius and Catholic education as much as we do. We're blessed to be bolts, and until next time, do your best to restore all things in Christ. Thanks so much for the time. It was great.
Thanks for having me.
All right.